here with Phil Korman from CESA and Tevis Robertson-Goldberg from Crabapple Farm in Chesterfield. It's the local hero spotlight of the
Whippy!
Week. What did you just say?
I don't know.
Whippy? That was Phil. Organic. It's in the valley. It's probably been decades that organic has been the thing to be. And Tevis, you and Crabapple Farm, you grow organically.
We do.
And you were certified organic.
We were for about 6 years. We were certified.
And now you're not, but you haven't changed any of your practices. Why have you decided to no longer be called certified organic?
For us, it was a decision partially based on the fact that we only sell retail. And so all of our customers are buying from us, looking us in the eye. And I feel that the certification was really designed for farms that are selling wholesale, that are, you know, food that's going through a bunch of hands before it gets to the consumer, where you need that inspection process. With us, we're talking to all of our customers, and they're welcome to come out and inspect our farm themselves.
We ask them to call ahead of time, don't we, Tevis?
I do ask them to call ahead of time.
Before they bring the inspectors by. Why not remain certified organic? Why would you opt out of that?
Part of it was just, I feel like there's so much bureaucracy in the world right now, and I don't really like all that bureaucracy, and to willfully put myself into an extra layer of bureaucracy for my business just seemed like shooting myself in the foot.
What kind of bureaucracy do you experience as a farmer to become certified organic or to remain that way that is turning you off?
The annual application packet is 30 some odd pages. You also need to do a lot of record keeping. There's an annual inspection where someone comes out to talk to you. None of it in and of itself is super onerous. It just accumulates. The other bit for me was some of the certification rules are very clearly designed for people growing thousands and thousands of acres in California, and it doesn't feel like they apply to me.
Right. And I also think it's sort of a testament to the folks who shop here, you know, in the Valley, where we've had lots of conversations, and I think people are more sophisticated and they do understand that legally certified organic is an important thing that we have in this country, and that also they can ask the questions they need to ask at the farmer's market or at your farm stand and hear out the person who's growing and learn how they do the growing and make a decision for themselves.
Phil Korman from CESA, the local hero people, and Tevis Robertson-Goldberg from Crabapple Farm in Chesterfield. Have you experienced any negative effects from your consumers? So you're saying at least 95% of it is sort of like local direct, just between you and the people coming by?
Exactly.
Have people said, oh, well, I'm not going to buy from that anymore because he's not organic? Because you don't have just that federal sort of bureaucratic seal of approval.
I think the only negative effect we've seen from dropping certification is just that it makes for a longer conversation at farmer's market.
And so you don't want to have to talk to people.
I love talking to people. A lot of people are afraid to ask. Uh-huh. Used to be we could just write certified organic on all of our signs and it didn't come up. Now we can't write down the word organic because there's a big old fine involved if I put in writing that I'm organic.
Even if you don't write certified organic.
No, it's a legally defined term.
We can say that we grow using organic methods. We can say that it's organically grown.
Could you call it orgasmic?
That would be legal.
I would like to see how the USDA will legally certify that.
Totally. I'll help them.
While we were certified, we were selling to our good friend Dan Rosenberg, who makes real pickles up in Greenfield.
And love Dan.
We were selling him a bunch of cabbage for his sauerkraut, and we weren't able to sell him that anymore because he's selling primarily through grocery stores.
Right.
He needed to have certified on the label.
And it's better for him because his stuff goes out further than just one-to-one going to buy jars
of pickles. New England, New York, he has a wonderful niche. It's a health-filled niche. It's a tasteful niche. And so folks need to know that this person who has put together this product bought directly from farmers who are growing legally certified organic in that case.
So Phil from CESA, in your opinion, especially if you're not going to see the farmer face to face or go to their farm stand, organic still holds a tremendous deal of value, but Tevis from Crabapple Farm, it's just as good to get your sort of handshake seal of approval that this is grown organically.
One of the issues I have with the organic certification standards is, you know, they're trying to write legislation that'll fit any farm. And because they're doing it at a federal level, they're focusing on the big farms. They're not focusing on the small family operations. You know, this part of the country pretty much gets forgotten about in the USDA's decision-making process.
That's why this is a great conversation, because the reason that you may not choose to go legally certified organic is because you actually have a community who wants to buy from you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Tevis from Crabapple Farm in Chesterfield, crabapplefarm.org, and Phil Korman from CESA, buylocalfood.com.